Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here it comes.
Len Casper.
Deep drive. That ball is gone. A grand slam. Ian Happ makes it 5-1.
Cubs TV play-by-play man.
Can you bunt the ball on the wavelength? That's my question.
Way out of here. Hello, Sheffield.
Kevin Hart is here.
I'm going to tell you, because I don't know if anybody else has ever told you, you have an amazing voice, man. Goodness.
Thank you. Like got to hear him sing.
It's like a dove. If a dove could talk, this is what it would sound like. Yeah, that's exactly.
Never been told that.
Twitter.com/Len Casper.
Oh, baby, Chris Bryant. Deep drive, way back. Ball game over. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Len Casper, talking Cubs with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, we have Coach Dave Wannstedt in this morning, and we're delighted to welcome Len Casper on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Len, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Mike? Dave, nice to talk to both of you. Good to be home after quite a road trip.
Boy, and I got to tell you, the back-to-back losses there, the grand slam by Harper, followed by the loss in Pittsburgh. That was so difficult to take. And yet the Cubs come home and they finally won a road series. And the feeling is that maybe the Little League game brought out the young ball player in all of us. And, you know, I mean, everybody's looking for that turning point, Len, and hopefully they had it.
Yeah, we're going to find out. This will be a challenging week. The Giants have been kind of a surprise team hanging around the wild card race with Bruce Bochy in his final year. And then the Washington Nationals come in having, what, scored 15 runs a game the last week or so. I mean, they've been something else after that bad start. So it'll be very intriguing to see how it goes with this rotation. Cole Hamels. Coming off a couple of bad ones, you expect him to bounce back, as always. Obviously, John Lester with the great performance on Saturday. Jose Quintana, Yu Darvish have been the two best starters here the last month or so. And with Hamels out, they were able to not only survive but thrive a little bit. And those two guys have been the best of the bunch.
Question, any Permane Brothers sandwiches in Pittsburgh?
You know what, Coach?
I'm letting Mully lead the baseball questions here. When you were talking Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, I'm thinking, me being a Pittsburgh guy, I'm thinking, God, when was the last time I had a Permane Brothers, you know?
That's a famous sandwich.
It is. I didn't get one this time around, but I'm going to do it when we're there in September. I did get a cheesesteak in Philadelphia, but it happened to be on the plane as we were leaving. So I was almost 0-2 on that front.
What do you make of it? I mean, David Bodie is a great story, and I'm delighted for him that he got the contract before the year started. But, you know, I get it. They need C-Sheck. The rosters expand on September 1st. I'm sure he's going to be back. But the issue obviously will be who is on the playoff roster. Do you have any feel for what that's going to look like, Len? I mean, I know it's awful early, but we don't know if Ben Zobrist is coming back. You know, Addison Russell, obviously you got to have a backup shortstop. You can't go into a game and be playing everybody so far out of position. It just seems like it's a hard read for you know, it's almost going to be a form thing, if that makes sense.
Well, with a shorter series, you know, you're not going to need quite as many arms,
right?
Because you don't typically use five starters. So you're probably going to have an extra bench player or two. I expect, you know, really Almora and Bodie to be great candidates to be on that roster. You're right about Ben Zobrist. He's a wild card. Daniel Descalzo, I'm sure, will be back and healthy at some point. And, you know, if all of a sudden he starts giving you good quality at-bats off the bench, having a left-hander to come off the bench late and give you a real good at-bat is something that you'd love to have. So you have more players than spots, and I think that's a good thing. I think the Bodie thing is as much like Almora as anything, where, you know, he'll want to get three or four at-bats a day for the next couple of weeks because he hasn't been playing every day. And then so when September 1st hits, both guys will definitely be back, and they'll be a part of this. I think they'll be on the field late in games. Joe likes to have both guys defensively, certainly, on the field. And you can never have enough good players. And it's hard for fans sometimes when you see guys go down and they say, well, what happened? What's wrong? You know, when you have more than 25 guys you really like, you have to make some tough decisions at times. And I think in the case of Almora and Bodie, a lot of it is they're not playing a whole lot. Get them regular at-bats. And now it's Happ and Russell's time. Earlier in the year, it was Bodie and Almora. Now Happ and Russell are going to get those opportunities.
Len Casper brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today.
Hey, Len, let me ask you a question. And we were talking about this earlier, and I don't know. I know how it is in football. And, you know, baseball being a team sport, you know, when they won the World Series last time, I mean, you knew every fan, and I'm just talking from a fan's perspective. You know, you know the lineup, you know the team, you knew that it was going to be Lester, Arrieta, then Hendrick, then the closer was going to come in. What was his name, Mike, the closer?
Chapman.
Yep. Come in. I mean, you know, you kind of had a visual of their team, and you could feel it. With all the injuries and stuff, I mean, is there anything to the whole team concept of guys playing together, feeling good, locker room, that whole thing with winning, do you think, in baseball? Is that how big of a factor is that to taking it all the way?
Well, I think the biggest thing in terms of kind of the form of your question is lack of injuries. You know, the five guys in the rotation in 2016, you know, they were there all year. They didn't really need fill-in guys. You know, they probably used Mike Montgomery a couple of times just to give a guy a breather. Position player-wise, the one big injury was the Schwarber knee injury early in the year, but that was about it. You know, they didn't face a ton of adversity that way, and that kind of keeps everybody together. This year has been a much different story. They've had injuries in the bullpen. They've had injuries in the rotation. They've had Contreras out for a bit. You know, Hayward went down for a little bit. You know, they've had guys in and out of the lineup. So, I think 16, as you look back now, and when you're in the middle of it and they were really good, it felt good, but I think now that we look back, it felt magical because they were just the team to beat from day one. This year has been a grind. It doesn't mean you can't win, but, you know, the Dodgers, I would say, and the Yankees, even though they've gone through injuries, they're kind of having those years this year right now. But there's no guarantee once you get to October that it's going to last. You can have three bad games, and all of a sudden a 105-win season goes down the drain.
We're always sitting here talking about the pitching rotation and how you line them up and what if the playoffs started today and all that stuff. And I understand that John Lester called himself the weakest link. But the reason he wasn't, Len, is what was on display in Pittsburgh, where, you know, he's not having his greatest outing, and he's got guys on base, but the calmness, the guile, the experience, and he just, it was like his will. He wasn't going to let guys score, and it didn't matter. And I just thought that's why he's got to be a part of whatever you're doing moving forward, because who else can maintain their grace under pressure?
Look, John Lester will, as long as he's a Cub, always be a great candidate for, you know, a one-and-done game, right, whether it's as a starter or out of the bullpen, as he did in Game 7 of the World Series. I think this rotation, the way it's pitched, especially here lately, you know, any bullpen issues you have, assuming you get to the playoffs, and you can't assume anything just yet, I think all five starters have to be a part of it. Especially the way Darvish and Quintana have pitched, and you could piggyback guys. You know, God forbid they end up in the wild card game again, but if they did, you know, you might use two or three starters and say, okay, have at it. One guy gets the first however many he can go. The next guy gets as many as he can go, and we have another guy in reserve, and we've got our closer ready too. So I think pitching is the Cubs' advantage right now, particularly their rotation, and that's the area of the team you're probably going to have to count on the most. Although, guys, I still think there's more in there for this offense. Without Contreras, obviously it hasn't been quite as good, but it would be nice to have, you know, a week's worth of games where you average about 9 runs a game to take some pressure off that bullpen.
Len, thanks a ton. Really appreciate it as always. Great stuff.
Sounds good, guys. Now I'm hungry for a sandwich with fries on it. Darn it.
Oh, I love it.
That's awesome. All righty, Len. That is Len Casper, the TV voice of your Chicago Cubs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.